Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
No spoilers in the Bake Off, don't worry, no, don't worry.
No, is there any spoilers? I don't know any spoilers, so I can't spoil anything.
I'm not watching it as intensely, like, it's on, I watch the whole thing, but I'm chasing a dog with a bone and all those kind of things.
So everybody in my house got bored last night after the first task. It was like
maybe that was it though.
I'm gonna good luck.
Yeah.
So Matt Luke's getting a little hard time on online. But
what are they saying about him?
Just that it's not working. He does nothing for them. But that's just one people's. I think he's pretty funny.
Noel was pretty much propositioning your man to go outside and take his clothes off.
Which man?
Outside the tent, Marcus, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Noel flirts with everybody.
Is Noel on the green bus or the red bus?
I don't know which bus is that. Are you saying, is he interested in both sexes?
I don't know.
I think he's just
eccentric. So
he's very eccentric. I think he's very like David Walliams.
Just when he asked your man, do you want to go outside to take your clothes off? I was like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, he's very relaxed in himself. Like he wouldn't mind saying that to someone. But I'd say him and Lottie. I think he has the goo for Lottie because right, she's kind of gothic like him. And
well, you need your goo and a brownie.
And he follows her on Instagram.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
Creep.
Well, I don't know if he's a creep. He just likes her, you know. So you know, have you heard about the Batman thing?
What's the Batman thing? It's cursed.
No. So, I meant to say this to you last week and I forgot. So, Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in as Doctor Strange in the new movie, right?
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Riddler? Is there a Doctor?
No, Doctor Strange, right? This isn't Batman now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Did you not just say the new Batman? Maybe you did.
What is it with you and Batman and Superman?
Are you sure he says, lads, did he say Spider-Man or Batman? I'm nearly sure he said Batman.
Spider-Man, right?
Go on anyway.
So because Doctor Strange is going to be in this next film that's coming out.
Yeah.
They reckon he, because Doctor Strange can travel through time.
Okay.
And different worlds. They reckon all three Spider-Men.
Spider-People.
Are all going to be in the next movie. The three most recent Spider-People.
Wouldn't surprise me, because they've messed with these superhero movies so much.
So there'll be three from three different age groups. There'll be three Spider-People.
Okay.
And they're all the original actors who played them.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, if you're into comics, this is, you know, this is all you can talk about.
Will they have the suit on or not? Because if they have the suit on, it doesn't make the difference.
They're all Spider-Man, but it's different from different eras.
But if they're chatting when they're not Spider-Man, then that's...
He can go back and he can see the young fella. And then he can see the medium fella. And then he sees Spider-Man when he's extra large.
Extra old and extra large.
Imagine Spider-Man if he was extra large. Put a bit of weight on him, you know?
But he'd look a bit weird in the suit, yeah.
Imagine
if
he's climbing up the walls real slowly. Oh, Jesus, I'm not able for this anymore.
I'm not able to scale as well.
I'm not able.
It wouldn't really suit him, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. In other Dish the Dirt news this morning, so Dominic West and Catherine Fitzgerald, you mentioned this yesterday.
Mm.
She's reportedly privately fuming over his now infamous photograph cuddled up with Lily James, and they had a united front yesterday.
They did. Now the picture looks like she, you know, some of these pictures when they have to prove to everyone that everything's fine get analysed, and Dominic West is making this face that everyone has said he's making the face saying he's doing this kind of real sort of smirk to himself like and he's doing this face, everyone says he looks like he's thinking I'm having sausages for dinner. And it is. He's making an I'm having sausages for dinner face.
Now, the rumour is that there's a marriage of a front door that's always open.
Oh, right.
So that would explain why there's a united front.
Dominic West, South and North, is it?
Yeah.
What, so, well, we can't speculate on.
Yeah.
Some people are okay with that kind of stuff.
And Ed Sheeran's building a forest. He spent tens of thousands of pounds to build his own forest in his Suffolk estate.
Some
he wants to be more sustainable.
He owns half of Suffolk now, I'd say.
I'd say they just wanted to have more privacy as well. But the headline is sustainability.
Didn't Bono do that? He bought next.
Oh, he probably did.
He bought next door's house so that people couldn't look into his house.
Oh yeah, how sustainable is? Let's buy the neighbor's land.
No, that's where he
puts. Kicked him out of their house.
No, that's where he put Salman Rushdie. Or you know,
what? He let him out again, like.
Or Jay-Z. He bought the house next door, which is much smaller because it overlooked his house. And if guests come and they don't
such want to, a Bono thing to
and
do.
They're too big to stay in the Four Seasons. They stay in Bono's gaff.
How could you be too big to? Beyonce used to take out whole floors in the Four Seasons.
Actually, Bono is a question in today's Instagram, and you it'd be interesting to see if you can guess if it's true or false.
Is the question is who never pays our taxes? It's F104. Sorry, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at F104. It's 7:10. All right, there.
Is there any news in the world?
Any news in the world? Well, yeah. So there's some things going up, some things going down. 18 billion budget, the largest in our history. So there's
the history of the state, yeah.
And changes to, as usual, the motorist gets it in the absolute wherever you want to use the description of.
Well, they're the only losers, aren't they?
Motorists,
smokers, smokers and motorists.
Yeah, but like people want to use cars, especially now more than ever. The government are actually telling you to avoid public transport, and then they hammer the motorists. Oh yeah.
So Sláinte is the headline, the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror. 18 billion to beat the virus and save pubs. Publicans last night toasted Pascal Donoghue's 18 billion budget that threw the ailing industry a lifeline.
They want the country to go green with the national fleet, and they've made certain electric cars now dearer, more expensive from the 1st of January.
Yeah.
Carbon tax goes up by €7.50, and by law will increase by the same amount in every budget until 2029. So every year, roughly 2 cents of the cost of a litre of petrol, guaranteed. And that's nothing to do with markets or how much the Saudis want to charge for it.
The I didn't know a pack of smokes was about €15.
Oh, yeah.
For 20.
Yeah. We both don't smoke, but you could see why you'd just be like, I'm going to give this up. It's ridiculous money.
That's quite expensive, isn't it? Like, if you're doing 40 a day.
Yeah. Imagine if you could manage to give it up and the extra money you'd have in your pocket.
I know, yeah. I know somebody who gave it up and they couldn't believe it.
Just give us an L, just a quick, you know, if you do smoke.
How much are you spending?
A month.
Like, I've met people in the past who smoke 100 a day.
How much do you spend on smokes a month? Just out of curiosity, not judging you that you smoke.
And be honest, you know.
Just curious about the
be money. Honest. So, yeah, so there's winners and losers in the budget. I had a list in front of me now, I don't know where
businesses that are forced to close, they're going to get an extra €5,000 per week. They're spending €4 billion extra in health.
Yeah.
A major public sector hiring spree, including 16,000 new healthcare posts, 600 new teachers, 600 new Gardaí, 600 is the magic number, and 500 civilian staff are on Garda Síochána. Oh, I'd give that a go.
What? You'd have to be a guard?
I'd be an L civilian guard, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, that's really?
Yeah, why? They're not going to let me in to the actual guards. They're not going to let me do the full fat guards.
Full fat guards? Is that what you call them?
No.
I wouldn't call that to their face.
No, I love the guards. The
premium guards, you want to call them. I had a chat with a guard yesterday. Got pulled in, ready?
Yeah. I got pulled in too.
All right, here it comes. Do you want to have the full conversation? Got pulled in. They pull in four cars at a time, and they you know, they're picking random cars. Pull me in. How are you doing? And I said, I'm doing all right. How are you? Are you all right?
You got all nervous, did you?
No, I wasn't nervous.
You don't ask the guard how they're doing. Are they all right?
Yeah, why not? He's a human being. Why not? The guy's standing on the side of a road in the cold.
Do you have a port-a-loo beside him?
There was a port-a-loo nearby, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And so he says, how are you doing? I said, I'm all right. How are you? And he goes, work-related? And I went, was indeed.
They
and
call me Jim. Have you heard of me?
No, it wasn't anything like that. Work-related? I said, yeah. He goes,
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On you go.
Did you have your letter?
I didn't need my letter. He didn't ask to see my letter.
So I got pulled over and it was all on camera. And he goes, is this on camera now? And I said, yeah, but I won't use this bit in the video.
Do you have it on camera?
I don't have him, but I have his voice, yeah. He was asking all kinds of questions.
What was he asking?
How fast does this go? And what's the story with those mirrors?
Oh, yeah, well, Nobby's driving a spaceship at the moment. It's unbelievable, this thing he's driving.
Yeah. Garda pants!
Anyway. Well, I just felt sorry for them. They're standing on the side of the road. Like, I'm sure they don't want to pull people in. And, no, like, they've been told, pull four cars in every few minutes and ask them, is it work-related?
IKEA's buying back its old unwanted furniture in the sustainability drive. So Ed Sheeran's building a forest and IKEA are taking back your couch that you don't want anymore.
See, sustainable.
Wow. IKEA is to buy back Irish customers' unwanted items and resell them fully assembled. You'll soon be able to return some of your old furniture in exchange for vouchers. The buyback initiative, which launches on the 24th of November, will also mean recently returned items will be resold fully assembled in the shops.
Cool.
Yeah. Those chest of drawers that took you 6 hours to put together. How do you get them back? Do you have to put them into the back of a van or something?
I bought a desk for one of the kids and they didn't want it. And so
there
it was sitting in the house. And then the lockdown happened and I needed a desk. And I thought, oh, hang on a second. We have a little desk.
You're at a kid's desk doing that?
It's a big kid's desk.
Okay.
And I'm a big kid.
You are a big kid.
It's the get your autumn walks in over the next coming days because the weather is set to turn wet and windy early next week. Met Aaron is hopeful that the coming days will remain mostly dry with sunny spells.
It looks very good up till the end of the weekend.
But a forecaster said showers today will die out during the afternoon when it will become mostly dry. They said it will be a cool, crisp start to Thursday and fog lingering in places. But I think next week we're looking at temperatures dropping down to the zeros, heroes.
Drop it down. And Britain's Got Talent, a lot of the judges were banned from going to work because Ashley Banjoed has got symptoms. And Simon Cowell, Alicia Dixon and David William, well Ashley's a Simon stand-in, they're all self-isolating awaiting test results that they hoped would be negative.
Oh, dear.
And the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is doing the same. Was he on Britain's Got Talent?
But Britain's Got Talent is over now, right?
They've obviously been around each other.
Yeah.
In the last year. It only ended, what?
Last Sunday night. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so since then, they've obviously heard of somebody. A source said they will all have to take a test before they can stop quarantining. You'd mind Alicia Dixon now and make sure she didn't have a temperature, wouldn't you, Jim?
Would you?
It's
self-isolate with her.
What?
Yeah, right there.
7:16 on FM 104.
Actually, if you're looking for love, I'm going to tell you the best way to do it, and it isn't on Zoom.
Good.
Right now.
F104, it's the Story of the Armour Club. By the way, Jim, loads of people heard you say Batman. Just to clarify, there's loads of WhatsApp messages. I can't play them because, you know, Android and all. Android and all.
Well, it happens to the best of us, Nobby. I do remember the launch of a Spider-Man movie when there was a man dressed as Spider-Man in the room.
And a woman from the company.
And they were taking pictures of Spider-Man. And Spider-Man was in the hotel room, wasn't it? And he was on...
Sometimes they're just under your nose and it makes you nervous.
He was standing on the balcony and all the people from this movie company were there, Warner Brothers or whatever it was. And there was like all the big wigs were there. And it was just, they were just overseeing us, making sure that we were doing it right. And we went live and Nobby said... And we're here today to celebrate the launch of the new Batman movie.
No, it was worse.
Superman, was it?
It was worse.
The rival one.
It was the rival one. The other fella in the red and blue.
Everyone's going, no, Spider-Man. He's right there. Spider-Man. We had him running the streets and everything, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that was afterwards. Yeah, we did.
Oh, it was so funny. Yeah. Your face.
An innocent mistake.
It happens.
Could happen to a bishop.
So, if you're looking for a Superman, ladies... You've come to the right show, because we can tell you what to do. Us and an expert called Jennifer. Jennifer, she's found. I love that music. She's founded a company, and it's called Two's Company.
Two's Company, good name.
And she says, if you're looking for love, put down your digital devices. Don't be Tindering. Especially don't be Zoom dating. She said that is the devil.
That's all people know. How old is Jennifer here? Is she an Owen?
No, she's not an Owen. It doesn't matter what age she is. She's got
well,
the advice.
Well, it does actually because...
Well, maybe she knows about love more than us.
She might have grown up in an era where it was okay to approach someone in a bar or have a chat.
No, no.
Now,
she said if you're going to have a date, don't have a Zoom date. If you're like, if you're in the same county...
Yeah.
Go for a walk. She said, go for the
yeah,
two
know,
of you, go to a park, don't have alcohol, get a coffee, go for a walk and a chat. That's the best way to have a date. If you're having a Zoom, you can't really get to know the person.
But Jim, this is the point. How do you get to that walkie bit? Walkies, this is how difficult it is. So if you're on dating apps, right, and you've never actually been in a time where it was okay to go, come here, any chance I could have your number? Maybe meet you for a drink sometime.
Yeah.
That's gone. Everyone's terrified to do that. And lads won't approach girls anymore.
Lads, this is the golden age to bring that back.
If you bring that back, I'm telling you, you will be successful. I've had chats with ladies, usually under the influence, who tell me if lads did this, they would absolutely love it.
So women, like, they do like to be wooed a bit, you know?
Woo!
They don't want to be poked.
They're sick and tired of apps.
You know...
Good terminology there, Jim. Yeah, well done. Yeah.
They don't want to be poked or, you know...
Was that a Facebook reference, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
And they don't want to be, like, slided left or right. They
oh, Jesus.
Go up to her, right? Get yourself together. Give yourself a little talk.
You need to get yourself together.
And go up to her, right? And say... Now, obviously, make sure it's, you know, you
see,
use the right
the
language.
You have to say that...
Don't say, how about it, love, or anything. Just go up and say, would you like to go out with me? I'd love to take you out sometime. And then when she says where, you say to a park... For a cup of coffee.
No, you don't take to a park. That sounds weird.
Because Jennifer told me to. She has a company. She said, don't take you anywhere. I'll take you to a park for a cup of coffee. We'll walk around.
Oh,
we'll walk on the crunchy leaves in autumn. We'll hold hands. I'll buy you a scarf. And the next thing you know, we'll be booking a wedding that only four people can go to.
Yeah, but then COVID came along. And then limit your contacts came along.
Anyway, look.
It's affected up.
It's how you find them is difficult. But
it is.
Ask them out.
I think. Well, look, everyone's getting to the walk stage. It's just the initial bit that gets you to the walk stage has changed so much.
Well, when you get to the initial bit, don't do it on Zoom. Go for a walk. This is according. She said, like, absolutely, don't ever do it on Zoom. She says,
yeah, that must be very awkward. Really would. So, yeah, it's tough if you're in that game at the moment. Tough, no doubt.
The focus has changed. It's dawned on singles how important relationships are and the need for company.
Yeah, it is. Humans we're wired to want company.
Yeah.
We're not really, I mean...
And
great.
To be asked out.
Obviously, if you're happy and you're not single, great. But you are wired, not even, you know, romantically, just to have company.
And it's a slam dunk. When you ask somebody out and they say yes, it's the best feeling.
What's the slam dunk now? Is this another weird thing?
No, it's like you're on cloud nine for the rest of the day then. It's like she said yeah.
Yeah. Now, if she said no, you're going to be good at it. But
you're
you know,
good at
dust yourself off.
Just go...
Play
then.
More fish!
You give your buddies a ring and have a little moan and move on.
Yeah, exactly. But don't be that mate then that, you know, suddenly find your friends again because you're...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're on your own again. Oh, hi, friends. Remember me? Don't be that person.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Levitating Dua Lipa on FM 104
Have
featuring DaBaby.
DaBaby. I saw the video for Dua Lipa
milk?
And DaBaby. And DaBaby and Dua Lipa filmed the whole thing on TikTok.
Did they? Yeah, it's got that left foot, right foot. That'll work on TikTok all day long.
What do you mean?
The line of this left foot. Right foot.
No, but they filmed it on TikTok.
I know, but you could just see that type of dance move working on. That's what TikTok's all about.
But there's a lot of them in a room and they're all dancing together. I don't know if they bubbled first.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually.
Like she's got her arm around DaBaby.
Oh, she's her arm around DaBaby.
Yeah, she has her arm around DaBaby, and DaBaby has her arm around her. And they're like,
it must have been in a bubble, though.
Unless they filmed it before.
They could have. Yeah, you wouldn't know what's coming with music. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Because her album's been out a long time, so maybe she filmed her videos and then went on holidays.
She could have easily have gone on holidays, yeah. Or CGI'd.
DaBaby.
And anyway, I must watch that video in full detail. Anyway, we were both stopped in Garda checkpoints yesterday, both very sound Gardaí, having the chats, you know, just doing their job. But I did talk to a mate of mine who was stuck from the Charlestown part of the Finglas Road, trying to get up the N2 last week.
It's frustrating.
It took over an hour to get to Rathaut. An hour. It would take about 10 minutes.
Is this
normally.
Yesterday?
No, the end of last week, Thursday or something.
See, was it worse last week and they kind of eased off a bit?
I don't know. But let's check up with the checkpoint, Charlie.
Hello there, and welcome along to the new game show on the roads of Dublin and county borders. Checkpoint Charlie's with myself, Charlie Minakinin Ernie.
And I'm here too, Garda Charlie Murphy, Hortigs.
We are here to check you're going where you should be going and not going where you shouldn't be going. This won't take long.
County Border Patrol with Checkpoint Charlie's.
All you have to do is answer a couple of simple questions and we'll wave you straight on to your next destination.
Our first contestant today is this young lady in a car. How are you doing there, missus, and where are you off to today?
Yeah, guard, I'm just going to work here.
Right, yeah, where's work now, huh?
It's in Dublin. I'm actually late now. I'm a frontline worker.
And do you come here often? I bet you didn't hear that one before, huh?
Can I go now?
All right.
Mucker.
Oh, Charlie, heads up. Another contestant on his way.
Hello there, lads. How are you doing?
All right, God. How are you doing? All right, yeah.
Can you roll your window all the way down, please?
Okay.
Now, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to shine this torch in your face.
Ah, right.
It just adds a bit of drama. Now, where are you going to?
Going to a building site in Dublin. All right.
Whereabouts in Dublin?
Up by the quays there. We're trying to keep the economy going, do you know what I mean? We're in a bit of a hurry here.
Yeah, okay, just hang on a second, couple more questions. And whereabouts on the quays?
Halfway up the quays, I don't know exactly where it is, but there's buildings, there's cranes all over the place up there. We're trying to keep the country going. Do you mind, Gareth? We have to get on with our business here.
Hang on a second now, I'm only doing my job.
We're not doing anything wrong, all right?
Where are you coming from? Is the other question I was going to ask.
We're coming from my house. Listen, can we go? This is ridiculous.
No, you have to tell
you're
me where your house is.
Where's
your house? Huh? Where's your house?
The house is...
Where's your house?
It's up there. I can't remember where I live. I need to get to work. Break time. It's nearly 11 o'clock, you fluke.
I'm just going
to
tickle you under your chin just for the crack. Here, listen. There you go. Now.
that was funny, actually. Thanks.
Off you go. There you go. See, that didn't take long.
Checkpoint Shirley.
Delaying you on your commute to work.
Okay, now, here's a bit of an unusual one. I've got a double-decker bus. Hello to the woman. I just got to get me loud hailer.
Hello to the woman on the top floor. Can you tell me where you're going to, please?
I'm on the bus on the way into town. Will you get out of the way?
No, you're going on your way to the city, are you? Is that why it says Black Rock on the front of the 84 there?
Here, girl, I get this bleeding bus at the same time every day, and you're holding up the whole show here.
Yeah, put your mask back on, please.
I am wearing the mask. It's the one that looks like an Elwyn's face.
Okay, no problem. I'll just go through everyone else on the bus and then you'll be on your way. Two seats behind the L one there with the mask that looks like an L1's face. What's your name? Where are you going this morning?
My name's Sean, spelt with a W, and I'm trying to listen to a podcast.
Okay, where are you going to this morning, Sean?
I'm just going to walk around St. Stephen's Green for a while and just contemplate life.
Okay, you're an artist, are you?
You could say that.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to get you to go home and retrain.
County Border Patrol. And our final contestant today. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Excuse me, Gert. There's an 8 kilometre tail back here, right? We've been waiting an hour and a half to get out of Greystone. What's the point in stopping back out the walk of that water?
Hang on now. Hang on. Calm down there, sir. This is County Border Patrol, the new game show with ourselves, Checkpoint Charlie's. How are things?
I don't care what it is. I don't want to do a chat with you. Like, I'm going to work. That's where everyone's going to work. Why are you stopping us? Going out the back of the shop and get all the young fellas that were snogging each other with the girlfriend and the bangers and letting them off. Go around and do that. Stop fellas running off, like, stop people going to walk.
What's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Derek and I'm coming from Greystones.
Right, Derek. And where are you after today?
If I told you where I'm going, I'm coming from Greystones, I'm going to walk in Drimnagh. Can we just... Look, I've been waiting here an hour and a half.
Right, okay. Charlie, hand me the stickers. What? Hand me the stickers.
Stickers? What kind of stickers?
Well... You've been a very bold boy this morning, so I'm going to stick this bold boy sticker on your forehead. Okay?
What are you doing? Get up. You can't do this to me.
I'd love to send you home, but I actually have absolutely no power to do so. But I do have the power to stick a bold boy sticker on your forehead. So on you go. Keep going.
Did you just...
Go on.
Did he really just stick a bold boy sticker to me?
Yeah, we've loaded them. We've bold girls here ones as well, so, you know. Watch yourselves.
Dad, I'm late for school now because of that fella.
I know, yeah. And he stuck a bold boy sticker to me head.
County Border Patrol, Checkpoint Charlie's, delaying you on your commute to work. Oh yeah!
Very
now,
cheesy.
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So Maura Higgins is furious.
She's a big rumour for the jungle as well. Well, the Welsh castle, whatever they're calling it.
Well, she's already been on the skating on the thing.
I know, she's in big demand, Jim. She'll get you young ones watching it.
Yeah. Well,
what's wrong with her?
Maura Higgins was left outraged after a rude Tesco employee stopped her from buying wine without ID last week.
Stopped her from buying wine without? What?
She didn't have ID. So, have you got any ID on you? She's 29.
She does look very young, though.
She does.
If you asked me how old she was, I wouldn't say 29.
Yeah, but she doesn't look 18 or under 18.
You've been asked for ID.
I have, yeah.
Quite recently, like.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, not recently, but like.
You're very fresh faced.
Thanks very much. Me and Morgan Higgins spent buying a bottle of wine. Anyway,
I don't think you'd look as good in the ponytail.
No, that's fair enough. Fair. Yeah, so she said she went online and gave out about it. She was refused at a checkout. She turns 30 in November and she complained to her 3 million Instagram fans and followers. She used an F-bomb. It's really F-bomb annoying. She's speaking through a mask on her video.
You cannot just move on with your life, you know. A bit embarrassing.
Guys, I'm literally in Tesco. Literally in Tesco, okay, so. I was asked for ID while buying wine. I said to the lady, I'm 29, turn 30 next month.
That's
Am I about
ridiculous.
To win an Oscar?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, you are. More Oscar talk after 8.
Well, big day yesterday, and Pascal was on his feet all day, and I can't believe that he wants to come on to the Strawberry Alarm Clock as well.
Me neither.
Because there's a few things he forgot.
Are you in your doll cave this morning, Pascal?
Good morning, comrades. Can you hear me there?
We can,
loud and clear.
Yes, I'm here in the booth that we have here in the Dáil Éireann, where we broadcast to the nation in case of a nuclear war.
Right.
I'm in the bunker.
So it's like a bunker, okay, we're
so
wondering.
So, the things you're about to say, has Leo Varadkar just tweeted them already, has he?
That may be possible. He is a bit of a leaker when it comes to government announcements and likes to get ahead of the game on the social media.
Leo the leaker, right, okay.
Yes, of course.
So, people who own cars aren't very happy with you this morning because you're, as usual, giving it to the motorist and not in a good way.
Well, I feel that those people in the cars need to just keep blowing on their horns and, you know, maybe try and get a bike off Santa this Christmas would be a good idea.
When you stood up yesterday and you were giving your speech, did you remember the video when you're standing on a box at O'Connell Bridge talking to no one? Do you think you've come a long way?
It felt as empty as Grafton Street. It had a lot more attention and a lot more reaction that day. And I feel that I connected with the people, and that's what I'm trying to do this morning, connect with the people.
Is it true that you're going to be taxing Canada Goose jackets with an extra 5%?
Quite possibly. Can I get on with my announcement?
Yeah, there's some things you forgot to mention yesterday on television, right?
Right, okay. So... Well, as you know, gentlemen, this year has been unprecedented in terms of the extra stress that has come into people's lives. Not only do we have the added burden of worrying about our health, we have constantly to be on top of the latest TikTok video dance trends, as you know yourself.
That's true.
Are you doing that one?
Stay relevant. It's so hard these days, lads.
Left foot, right foot.
You should do that one where you throw the shoe in the air and suddenly you're in your best going out clothes.
Yeah.
I might try that, actually. Yes, that's a good... I'll take note of that for all the other people in Cabinet. That's why I'm adding an extra billion euro. Yes, I said billion. To the Social Media Hound Fund that goes a long way to educate people on how to twerk properly.
So you're going to give influencers a share of a billion?
Where are you going to get the money from?
Well, we're going to re-educate as many people as possible, lads. There's great money in bouncing your booty in TikTok. Just ask Mary Lou McDonald there. Right.
Couldn't comment on that.
She's not on TikTok.
There's a lot of concerns about artists.
Yes.
As well, lads.
People can't gig.
Musicians.
Yeah, what are you going to do for them?
Comedians.
Yeah.
Creative people in general.
Yeah.
You know, during this whole ordeal, it's been very hard on them. And I want to tell them, I want to put my virtual arm around them this morning in the entertainment industry and tell them to fear not.
Oh.
Help is at hand. Okay, we in the government are here to reassure you that maybe this choice of career wasn't the best way to go in life.
That's not the answer, Pascal.
Therefore, we will set up re-education camps to help you realise that thinking creatively isn't actually all it's cracked up to be, okay? Now, hear me out on this one, okay?
Yeah.
There's already been certain celebrities, they've shown a great interest in what we're planning. Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, just yesterday evening, gentlemen, Hozier himself the guy that's a great tipper on Grafton Street.
Busking,
he tipped me that day too, you know that?
Yeah.
He called me and said he'd like to pack it all in and become a bin man. He'd love it.
Hosier or the busker?
Hosier, yeah.
Would like to be a
comedian,
bin man?
A bin man. Comedian Tommy Tiernan has stated his intention of quitting comedy and becoming a clamper.
No.
Oh, he's too nice to be a clamper.
Yes, yes. Good job.
You be a good clamper,
job.
Pascal.
Bono himself, I know you're a fan, Jim.
Yeah, bless
he wants to be a mannequin in a shop window. That way, he'll still get the attention he so greatly craves.
All right, Jeff.
Right, yeah, he does crave attention, in fairness. Are you doing anything with the Black Cats?
The Bangers?
Yeah.
Well, the Bangers have to go in for an NCT, lads, like every other old car on the road, you know?
For Halloween.
A bit of a banger joke there.
No.
Will we have any Halloween, do you think, Pascal? Is there going to be any taxes on Halloween trick or treat?
The scariest thing about this Halloween
is
what's in store next year.
What do you know?
Well, I
leave
that
for
the
Pascal?
Next
one.
Sorry. Look, it's just my international banking cartel buddies, you know. They have a name for me, you know, a little nickname.
What is it?
The Wolf of Doll Street. So I take a bit of pleasure, you know.
So, you're the Wolf of Doll Street. So what, you want us to chant, like, with you?
Yes, let's do it. Everybody's in it together.
Everybody chant with
us. Some more so than others.
The Wolf of Doll Street.
From the ashes of the pandemic, together we will be stronger, more resilient Ireland. And some of us been making loads of it.
FM104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie. 10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
So let's see who we have this morning who'd like to win some lovely, lovely cash.
On the phone, we have Dan from Blanche. He delivers sanitizers and masks. Hello, Dan.
Hey, lads. How's it going?
Very good. Have you always delivered sanitizers and masks in your job?
And things to supermarkets as well, you know, like, not food, but all the other stuff.
Okay.
All the other bits and pieces.
All the other cups and stuff like that.
I was just thinking the other day, like, if you are, probably not in Ireland, but if there's someone somewhere who makes hand sanitizer, they are probably billionaires now.
Would you say so, Dan?
Well, the gloves we deliver have gone from €18 to €89 since Corona.
There's no doubt there's people making money out of it, but they're the most.
Some of the garages now have little gloves that are free that you can put on before you touch the pump.
Oh, they've always had them.
They're big money.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they have little holes in them. They're like plastic. They're
stick to me blue ones, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. Don't touch another man's pump. Right.
Dan normally scores about 6 or 7, so you have a little girl called Callie.
That's right.
Is she listening somewhere in Dublin?
No, I don't think so. No, I think she'll be getting ready for school now. So,
and you got
it'll be mayhem now.
You got a 10 yesterday.
Yes.
Oh.
The first time, yeah. Just got lucky, yeah.
Danger, high voltage. Right, here we go. Best of luck, Dan.
Best of luck, Dan.
We hope you get this.
Cheers, lads.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Once you pop, you just can't stop is the slogan of what snack?
Pringles.
What does the website Rotten Tomatoes specialise in?
Reviewing movies.
In what TV show did Maura Higgins become famous?
Love Island.
What's the name of Ireland's Irish language TV station?
PG4.
True or false, actor Daniel Day-Lewis's full name is Danube Tuesday Lejunski.
False.
Who had hits with Human and Mr. Brightside?
The Killers.
How many bank holidays are there in Ireland this year? 9 or 10?
I'll go with 9.
Name 3 Irish counties that start with the letter L.
Limerick, Leash and Leitrim.
True or false, one of Bono's favourite songs of all time is Bop by Hanson.
False.
Is that the cheesy question? In what decade was the first moon landing?
70s,
you say. 70s. Dan, it was going very well.
It was going so, so good.
Now, I don't know if would you accept TG4? Would it have to be TG Cahir?
Oh, no, TG4 is fine. Cahir's just Irish. Yeah, TG4.
Okay,
fine.
Okay. So that was done so.
Pringles, movie reviews, Love Island, TG Kahar, Balts, The Killers. 9 bank holidays this year, including Christmas Day.
That was a tough one.
It is a tough. But it's multi-choice.
They're talking about an extra bank holiday, aren't they?
They're talking about it.
Is Bono's favourite song, or one of his favourite songs, Mbop by Hanson? And how do you know this if it's true?
It is one of his favourite songs of all time.
Oh, gee.
I was watching a video. It was an interview from a couple of years ago. And they were talking about Westlife. And he said, look, they're a boy band. We're a man band.
Yeah.
He said, Pop's over there. We're just over here. But he said, one of my favourite songs of all time is those little fellas with the blondie hair. Mbop. And yeah, Mbop.
Was he messing like? Was he messing
around? No, he said, it's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Just when I thought I couldn't hate Bono anymore.
He loves it. So now the question is, do we play Mbop as a nod your noggin?
No.
Mbop.
Nah, I
can get you the audio later on. I can play for you the clip where he said it. And
by the way, the first moon landing was 1969.
So
1969?
It was, yeah. So
oh, geez.
You got an 8.
If it happened.
But you got the first 8 correct.
Fourth eight, yeah. Oh, no.
104 with Lewis Capaldi, homie, while you wait. You're through to the next round. Thanks, Cheryl.
And don't worry, kids. I'll get your jokes and we'll bring them to you tomorrow. So if you sent in a joke this morning, you might hear it tomorrow on the show. Join us then.
Yes. But kids, I don't know if you're listening, get into software development and you'll make loads of money. Hopefully you'll be richer than Bill Gates one day. This week on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, we've teamed up with Lidl because they've got a whole load of Lidl vouchers for us to give to you, because their new store on Angel Street opens at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Check out the new opening store flash sale.
Do you reckon they're in there now doing dress rehearsals?
Oh, they're polishing the shelves, making sure that the bottles are all neatly faced off towards the front, all that stuff. Oh, yeah.
I like the really big kitchen towel, the really big one.
Oh, you love that one, yeah.
I do like that one, yeah. It's not always there.
I must try and get one of them.
Very popular.
Lashing through the old kitchen roll. Okay, so we get some callers on there. They guess how many tails are going to open. They get 3 numbers that they can guess, and they get random amounts of money.
So we got Shane from Glasnevin. Step on up, Shane. How are you?
What's the crack, lad?
You were down the back there, were you? Having a little look.
Yeah, yeah.
At the frozen department. Yeah. So, Shane, you've heard how this game works. There's 10 tails in front of you. 3 of them will light up. You just have to guess which 3. You've got 3 guesses.
Okay.
Give us your guesses.
I'll go 4, 5, and 6.
Four, five, and six. Little cluster there. Little middle cluster.
Don't mention clusters at the moment, please.
We are opening till number 1 for you.
Oh, dear.
4, 5, and 6.
We are opening till number 8 for you.
Oh, and this is for a 70 euro voucher, by the way.
Oh, 70 euro riding on this. Oh.
We are opening till number 4 for you.
Oh, well done. You got the 4.
Thanks,
and you got the 70.
Happy
congratulations,
day.
Shane.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
See you later.
Hello.
Next one.
Hello.
Who's that?
Priscilla and Brandon.
Priscilla.
Hello.
And Brandon.
How are you?
Hello, Brandon.
Hi. Like the other day, I only know one other Priscilla. Are you that Priscilla?
I don't think so.
And how old is Brandon?
Brandon is 8.
Oh, school run.
Exactly.
The way it worked out, that I should have been a guard.
You should have been a guard, Jim. God,
they're all on the Nace Road, lads. It's okay.
Where are you going off? What's the school?
It's Houston School in Clain.
Cool.
Okay.
Morning, gentlemen. There.
This is a 100 euro voucher for Lidl.
But you've got to get the 3 tail numbers, or at least one of them, anyway.
Right. So I think Brandon should pick one of the numbers with you.
Go on, Shane. 8.
Good solid number.
Ma'am.
There.
3.
Yeah.
And we've gone to again. 9.
3, 8, and 9. Is that right?
Yep, perfect.
There we go.
We are opening till number 5 for you.
Oh dear, right in the middle.
This is for 100 quid, you said, was it?
100 euro, yeah.
We are opening till number 3 for you.
Yes! Well
100
done.
Euro.
I believe that was one of Brandon's numbers, wasn't it?
It was.
Well done, Brandon.
Well done, Brandon. 100 euro for Lidl. They're opening on Angel Street tomorrow morning.
That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Go into your class and tell your school to listen to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Thanks for having a go.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
So more on that. Holds your tip and something that's coming to America film wise coming up as well. Loads more Dish the Dirt. Can we talk about the Bake Off now, because everyone who was up late has seen it and all that jazz?
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about the Bake Off.
Okay, back in two.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt
with Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
What is the man they call Hosier a good tipper, Jim?
Well, I don't know how much he tipped, but there's a busker yesterday in front of Brian Thomas's, got a little speaker going on, doing a very good version of Take Me to Church, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who he is.
What are the chances that the guy who wrote the song walks by?
Well, the chances are quite high on Grafton Street, it would appear, because Glenn Hansard walked past a guy singing Falling Slowly and started joining in. But you can't join in anymore.
Yeah.
So
conspiracy theory here.
Oh, no, no.
Go on anyway.
Anyway, so your man's singing Take Me to Church.
Yeah.
And Hosier, with his mask on,
big long coat,
and his coat, and
is
his
hat.
Yeah, I think a woolly hat. He normally keeps the big.
He was in disguise.
Well, not really. He was just normal. He was Andrew. He was Clark Kent, as opposed to Superman.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he tips the guy who's singing his song and kind of gives him a sort of a hey.
Well done.
You know,
he doesn't hang around. Just drops it in.
And the guy who's singing just can't believe what's just happened, and he even stops to tell everyone that was Hosier. So here's the moment.
Bring me one more thing, Lord, I love you. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Oh my God, no way.
Amen. Oh my God, no way.
Shit, hold on, I'm gonna take a second because thank you so much. Have a good one, man.
Wow. That was Hosier.
That's class. Yeah, and you wouldn't, I can hear why he hesitated, because you don't want to sell on a microphone, there's Hosier over there, in case people chase after him.
It happened to somebody else, Miley Cyrus or somewhere, and like somebody was singing her song and she just appeared beside them going hi.
How are you?
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
What'll Gavin James do next?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, do you want to sing
your
song?
Sing song.
Right, well, that's what happened yesterday. Nice one. The Crown, season 4.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
Well, we're going to hear a bit of it now.
Well, Princess Diana looks very like Princess Diana.
It's the stuff that's of the which fairy tales are made. Prince and princess on their wedding day. Fairy tales usually end at this point with the simple phrase, they lived happily ever after. As husband and wife live out their vows, loving and cherishing one another, they will be transformed in the process. Our faith sees the wedding day.
Coming soon, The Crown season 4. That's a first look trailer. If you've ever had a weird photograph from a man, we'll tell you what they're doing in a very clever country.
A photograph from a man?
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of photograph.
Yeah.
Still don't understand why men do that.
No. Especially if they're unsolicited ones.
But even if you loved a guy, why would you want to see that?
Do you want to know now?
Yeah, well, I do want to know now.
Even if you loved a guy, you might be just, you know, it's part of play with the number that comes after the number 3. You know, you could be building up to something.
Three play?
Wait till I see you later.
Is that not a type of wood?
One, five. Stop!
That's three plies.
So that'd be different. But yeah, ministers in Finland have changed the law, and it does include Richard picks. Current law means physical touching must take place in harassment cases, but they want to change that. They're saying, like, of course you can harass someone without actually physically touching them.
Yeah.
So you can be jailed for up to 6 months under new laws being proposed in Finland. They want to amend. So it sounds like they're a bit lax on the old harassment stuff anyway. So now they're going to...
Some celebrity, I can't remember who it was, a lady, and she joined Instagram and like checked her DMs, and there was just loads of pictures from...
Aubergines.
From fellas who liked her.
Yeah, and if you're a particularly good looking girl, again, that keyboard warrior is perfect for creeps, because... Not only will normal fellas not go near you now in public because they're afraid to approach and just have chats because of social media apps, keyboard warrior has no problem, you know, talking behind
a
phone pad. Like Saoirse from Room 104 is doing this thing where she's tormenting fellas at the moment who are into feet.
Right.
And
she's putting pictures of her feet.
Offering, yeah, and they're offering her money. like hundreds of quid to send her socks.
People will buy her socks.
Yeah, they want to buy her socks.
I once saw a program. It was about Tokyo, and they had a machine, like a machine for selling cans.
Yes,
and you could buy used people's socks and underwear from this machine. So you're like walking past, you think, I'll get a fizzy drink,
so weird,
and I'll get somebody's socks that they've already worn,
and twirl for afterwards. Club Orange and a twirl.
No,
after a
twirl is a twirl is a chocolate bar for somebody normal.
That's just so odd. So, and like there was replies to her saying, "Oh yeah, the stinkier." Like so, she's describing, "Oh yeah, my feet are rancid." And then people are like, "Oh, even better, send me them now." So look, she's encouraging that kind of weirdness just for the messing. But yeah, it's of course, you'd be harassed online.
Yeah, yeah, big time. So,
so they're changing the laws in Finland anyway.
Well, it's a good idea.
It is a good idea, yeah.
Have you seen the fella getting stalked by the cougar?
What type of, are we talking about a lady now here from Malahide who wears white jeans or what?
No, an actual cougar.
Oh, the animal?
Yeah.
Right.
For 6 minutes. Although I'm sure people have been stalked by a cougar Malahide for 6 minutes. But now, I don't know if I can play this. He might be swearing, but I'm going to play you the picture. So he's out for a walk and he's...
Now a cougar is quite a powerful animal.
Oh man, this to run this very, thing very fast. Will give you a whack with its massive paw.
What about its massive claw?
Yeah, its massive claw on his paw, and you know your neck would be well.
You'd be gonzo.
Absolutely. So he's
cat's pajamas.
He's out for a walk now. I got followed by a bull the other day, and it was a little bit unnerving. But this is unreal. So this is an actual cougar.
Oh my!
Every
God.
Time he turns his back, the cougar starts about to do a pounce. He's so walking backwards and he's going, no, go back to your babies, go back to you now. He might be swearing. So.
Oh my God.
So now he's looking at the footage of it now.
Do? So this thing is, it's prowling after him. They do say any animals like that, you should walk sideways away from them. But like, that's all great in the moment. You're just going, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So does he start throwing rocks at it? What does he do? There's loads of rocks around that he could pick one up, but well, I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody knows what to do. So... And the unlikely chance that you'd be followed by a cougar.
Everyone's walking around the mountains these days. Do we have these here?
No, we don't have wild cats like that, as far as I know. But anyway, unless they escape from the zoo or something.
What does he do? What does he do?
He is waiting for this guy to turn around. And when he turns around, he's going to pounce. Now, he's got the paws
bangs
out.
On the head.
You never see it from this angle because the guy's filming it.
Now, if he trips over something walking backwards, she's going to jump on him.
The last thing, now, unless he was filming everything, you know, like...
Is there any noise? Can we just...
Go ahead.
Is there any swearing?
Go ahead, Colin.
Go away.
He's freaked.
Oh, my.
Go away.
God.
Go away.
You tell him to go away, and every so often... Go back to your babies.
I'm not coming back down, I promise.
Wow. That is scary, man.
It is ridiculously scary, and it goes on for 6 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I don't know whether
that's
to tell you...
That's giving me the sweaty hands, the whole lot.
Because I don't know whether to tell you what happens.
I really thought it was going to be someone who likes going for white wine and with some tonic water spilt into it or something. You know, who really hates her ex-husband. This is not what I planned.
Are you your man from F104?
Who wants to know?
I'm married, sir. Two kids and a dog.
No, it's... That's your,
look. Oh Jesus, what's he doing?
So, well, I'm just going to go back there. So Nobby just shouted, oh Jesus.
Okay, so the legs are flapping.
Two guys watching a video on the radio. But so the legs start. He starts.
Which you would think was like, I'm warning now, go away.
Yeah, just imagine.
Oh God.
Imagine the, you know, somebody coming for you who's going to batter you. But like this is they're faster.
Some scrotum inside a chipper.
They're faster.
At least you have an equal chance
than any Conor McGregor rent like that. This is a, they're really going to pound
man.
You. Like you. This is gonna knock.
No!
Do you hear the noise of him?
Oh, God.
You, dude. Holy.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah, so what happens, he's walking backwards. Some of the comments that I read were that you shouldn't look them in the eye, you shouldn't turn your back on them.
Where's my gun?
And the more he's walking backwards, the more the cougars know what to do. You have to see this. We'll share it on F4.
Does the cougar go in the end?
Okay.
Eventually, he bends down and picks something up and the cougar legs it. Like completely get changed.
Oh, he's bleeped. He's bleeped himself.
Bleeped.
Good man.
Good man. He bleeped himself. The version I saw was unbleeped, I think. But you can just hear the tension.
I don't know what you do there.
Come on, dude.
And it's a beautiful place.
Like
beautiful walkway.
Today.
He's the out trees, for a lovely walk.
The autumn colours. It all looks so amazing.
The Dublin mountains. But man, I'd say it's like, I don't know where in the world it is. But there's a wild cat, and it's very unusual that these would even follow a human. Most times they wouldn't bother. So yeah, maybe he was just really hungry, or just, you know, protecting his young. A lot of.
He might have stepped on something. Yeah, and at least in the Dublin Mountains, all you get is an owl's sheep.
So apparently, the best thing to do if you're stalked by a cougar is to pick up two sticks.
Okay, and rub them together.
Well, bang them together. Yeah,
your blazer, mine. Right, don't go walking in the woods, kids. That is freaky.
It is freaky.
My God, there he goes again.
We'll post the video.
You need to see that today.
You have to see this video. It's spooky.
If you're stressed today, that will put your stress into context, promise. It's 9:49.
We are celebrating because Lidl have a brand new store opening tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Yeah, Anger Street, 8 a.m.
8 a.m, boo-boo.
And they got loads of offers in store, and it'll be shiny and new. It'll smell new. Yes. Although, it normally smells when you're gone on holidays when you go into Lidl, I find. I can just picture myself in Portugal or wherever like that. Right, so we have a few more vouchers to give away. Let's see what we can do right now.
We have Lauren from Donabate. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
You're lucky. A lot of people got through. A lot of people wanted to play. You've got through the mix there, and there was a €90 and a €50 combined, which brings.
I was trying so hard.
Everybody wants that 140. We need three numbers from you, Lauren. And I'm going to open up three tills here in Lidl on Anger Street.
Maybe 2, 3 and 8.
2, 3 and 8.
What'd you say this is worth for again?
This is €140.
2, 3 and 8. Good luck, Lauren.
We are opening till number 7 for you.
Why do people keep going for three?
People keep going for three, I don't know.
Lucky number three.
Does three keep coming up?
We are opening till number 1 for you.
Oh.
No. And I was going to choose 7.
We'll give it one more go, Lauren, will we?
Mm-hmm.
£140 on this.
Fingers crossed.
We are opening till number 8 for you.
Yes!
Hey!
€140, Lauren. That's the most anyone's got so far.
Amazing. Woo! Thank you. Wow. Amazing.
Get yourself some of those paprika crisps.
Tasty.
And trick or treat yourself.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Lauren.
Very excited. Thanks so much.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Couldn't figure out where she is. Lauren, are you Australian? No.
No, I'm African.
South African. Okay, lovely accent, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
See you now, bye.
Bye.
I'll be using your chat up lines on our listeners there, Nobby.
God, you sounded lovely.
Does James. Now, you have to, no matter what James sounds like, tell him he sounds lovely James. Too. Good morning, James.
Hello. Good morning. How are you, lad?
Where are you from, James?
From town.
God, you sound lovely.
Townie, come on. What are you wearing, James?
Stop that, Nobby.
Overalls.
Are they splashed with paint?
No. Truck driver, unfortunately.
Okay. Why do truck drivers wear overalls? Is it oil or something? Or?
Just company worker.
Company protocol.
Yeah.
Right, come on, James.
We've got a nice voucher here for you for €70.
Nice.
But you have to light up. You have to light up the right tills. So we've got three. Give us three numbers.
2, 6 and 7.
2, 6 and 7.
We are opening till number 10 for you.
10 hasn't lit up for a while.
It has not. It's right down the end there.
Near the new magazines.
We are opening till number 2 for you.
Yes, James.
Good man, James.
Results: €70. Enjoy that.
Get them off you.
Thanks very much.
Stop flirting with the listeners, Nami. I told you.
See you later, James. Take it easy.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, come on, give us a big teasy rollover. Go on, Jim.
What do you mean a big teasy rollover?
Tomorrow morning at 7:20, just before the new Lidl store opens at 8 a.m. on Angel Street.
2:50.
What?
2:50.
Be here tomorrow at 7:20 for 2:50.
€250 in Lidl. Come on.
Just be here tomorrow morning on the Strawberry Alarm Clock at F104 at 7:20.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.